Hi, and welcome to Adventure Dog Podcast, the podcast all about doing amazing things with your doggos. I'm Nathan Berry, she's Rue the Shark, and this is episode 23. Today, I'm dropping Rue a line. Rue is picking up a few new things, and we get Jason on the line from Indianapolis to talk about his whole pack of pups and the inspiration they bring to Instagram. I certainly hope everyone was able to take advantage of the long Labor Day weekend. We didn't get to adventure out of town, but we did take some time to do some early morning trail running with the slightly cooler weather this past weekend, but what I really enjoyed was doing some serious long line training. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that Rue isn't 100% on her recall, and it's something that I work on occasionally, mostly because I always run with her on a leash, so my priority really hasn't been training with recall. Well, from what I've learned, though, talking to people here, I'm putting those training tips into action. Currently, we are working with a 50-foot lead, but here's a few things that I've learned from all of my conversations in one kind of easy list. First, keep in mind that the line or the leash is used as a last resort to correct your pup's behavior and to prevent them from running off. Ideally, you don't really want to actually ever have to pull on the lead to physically bring your dog back to you. Think of it really as a last resort. If your dog knows that the leash is there, they become dependent on it and they're no longer learning anything. Next, it's best to start out with a short lead and kind of work your way up to a long lead. So while we use a 50-foot lead, I generally keep it kind of loosely looped up to about 10 feet or 15 feet or 20 feet as we progress and get better. Always keeping plenty of slack so there's no pressure, and simply working on just voice commands and positive reinforcement with treats rather than pulling on the lead. When making corrections, such as stopping your dog from walking away or breaking them from distractions, try stepping on the lead rather than using your hands. I've had some suggestions to put knots at regular intervals to provide a little bit of a stop for your foot. That way the lead doesn't just slide right out from under it. But always try verbal recall first before you actually step on the lead. And as soon as you break their distraction along with either a leave it command or just simply the recall command, or if they just turn your attention to you, give them positive reinforcement with a verbal praise immediately. And if you use a clicker or a marker sound, and then a treat as soon as possible, like within seconds, to strengthen that connection between the correct action and the reward. Lastly, treat every recall as a win and use different treats as rewards, depending on better response time. So when they respond faster, give them a really high value treat like deli meat or bits of hot dog, or my favorite one so far, pureed meat baby food, which you can actually make pretty simple and easy at home. So thanks to @VermontTrailPups2 for that bit of info, which she calls getting a paycheck. One tip for keeping multiple types of treats, get yourself a 3-pocket canvas waist apron, kind of like a utility belt or a nail belt. They're super cheap. You can find them online, find them at the hardware store, and they're washable. So thanks to @HikingWithHoney for that idea. Other than these tips, just practice constantly and consistently, and always remember to be patient. Be serious, but have fun with it. The more you treat it like a game and stay confident and controlled with it, the more your dog will pick up on that and respond positively. If you've got some good tips to add to that, let me know. I would love to add it to that list and give you a shout out too. Today's conversation is with the seriously inspiring Jace, dog dad to some of the best named pups ever. Grimlock, Sirius Black, Egon, and Ghost at RPAC Runs, who, along with his daughter, get out and get active in Indiana. And if you haven't gone to look at Jason's relatively new account at RPAC Runs yet, you should totally stop and do it now before the episode. And without actually looking at their names in the captions, try to pair their faces with their names. They are perfect matches.
Like, really, like, I wasn't looking for a dog. I just saw that there's a college kid that got him and was going to just, like, get rid of him.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I'm getting him. You know?
Yeah.
It was one of those things. Do I need a fourth dog? You know, like, no. Yeah, no, I don't. But it just seemed like, well, if someone else gets him, they maybe not treat him the way that I'll treat him, and he won't be. As you know, I'm sure you speak to a lot of people. How many dogs go into places for adoption that get put in these homes? Like, that happens all the time. So I just happened to stumble upon it. It felt like one of those fate things. You know what I'm saying? Like, was like I was supposed to see this. I saw it. I called the number. The guy was like, okay, let's meet. It was literally like a day thing. I saw this at work. And at that night when I got off, I had a Siberian Husky.
Wow.
It was no planning. There was no, we'll meet here. It was not like a whole bunch of, oh, I'll get him in a couple of weeks when he's ready. It was like literally got him that day. It was just a spur of the moment, one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, like it was not planned. It was like, oh, now I have a Siberian Husky. You know what I mean? Like so. That's how it worked with that.
Well, hey, I'm glad it was you that made that call and got him. That's it's good to know he's in a good home now. Well, hey, if you're ready to get started, we can go into it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you just want to introduce yourself and your pups.
I am Jason Thomas. I eat spinach. I_eat_spinach on Instagram. I also have a secondary account. It's RPAC Runs.
Yeah.
And my dogs, we got Grimlock. He's a boxer.
Okay.
He's my oldest. He's a white boxer. He's fantastic. I have Sirius Black. He is the major runner in the family. He's second in age. It's found on the side of a road.
Okay.
I have Egon, and he is a miniature schnauzer, and he is hilarious. And I have Ghost. He's the newest in the pack. He's a Siberian Husky, and he's a little wonderful guy, and he's about 8 months old. So
and he's quickly becoming your star runner. He's given Sirius a run for his money.
Yes, he's like really he's taken the running a lot. Him and Sirius are both the runners, and Egon and Grimlock are the hikers.
Okay.
And we take them all of them each week, but not all together. Except Egon and Grimlock go out together because they like to hike, and it's easier to do. But yes, I believe that Ghost is going to be an all-star runner. He's phenomenal. He's coming up really well. I need to read up on and find more about the beginning stages of running with a dog, because all the other dogs, well, Sirius Black, I didn't start running with him until he was I think two or three.
Okay.
So he would go on walks, but one day, well, I didn't run at the time, like, as much. And then, you know, like, I was just getting into it. So me not running, he wasn't running, but he's got, in the last year, we have ran every week, every weekend, like, for the last year, at least.
Okay.
So he's gotten, like, he's gotten really, really, really good at it.
Yeah. Well, when you take them out, I mean, you kind of, like what you were talking about earlier with Grimlock and Egon, you kind of take them to do hikes, but do you ever run all of them together, or is it's always just kind of each one goes on individual runs?
Each one. I keep them individual.
Yeah.
Because I know that they're all at different like levels of what they want to do and how they want to do it. So I don't want to like, Sirius Black is super fast. Grimlock and Egon are not, you
okay.
know, so having one that's super fast and the other ones are not, it just, I have tried it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's kind of a mess, like with them, like we'll take them all out on walks together, but not runs.
Okay.
But Egon and Grimlock do run, but they do a walk run. So they'll walk a little bit, then
yeah.
they'll decide they want to run, and then they'll walk a little bit. So, and if Grimlock usually leads, Egon wants to catch up with him. So he'll start running after him. And it's very, like, I think that they work as really, those two work as a team very well.
Okay.
I think that they, I like having them as a pair and then singly run with Sirius and Ghost. But I think Ghost in the next, I'll give him like 4 or 5 more months. And I think I'm going to, well, I know I'm going to run Sirius and Ghost with each other because I think that they're, will be really close and
yeah,
like able to keep up. And I just think that it's nice to have, let them, if they can run fast, let them run fast. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to like slow Sirius down because the other dogs can't run with him.
Yeah.
And he loves running fast. Like that's his like thing. And I wish I almost can't keep up with him, you know, so it's a cool thing to see.
And what I really like, and this is something I kind of started looking at, and this is why I think I found yours, is that you record like all of your mileage, and it's really, really inspirational because I can go through your feed and look at every single run you've done and see how far you run with them. And of course, there are all these beautiful photos. You always go out at sunrise, which I'm really jealous about. But it's kind of cool to see like their progression and how much they're running. And it really puts a kind of a neat perspective on it. And just kind of slowly building, I guess, Ghost up to the same speed and distance with Sirius is just kind of part of it.
Yeah, with Sirius, I get him up to like 4 miles.
Okay.
The other dogs, I keep them around a mile.
Yeah.
Like that seems where they're comfortable. I'm going to build Ghost up, but I think I'm not really sure about Grimlock and Egon so much of how much, if I'm going to try to get them to 4 miles of running eventually. I would like them all to be able to run 4 miles. That would be like my next, you know, like how we talked a little bit off air about goals.
Yeah.
That's kind of like my goals for all of them to be able to run about 4 miles. I think that's a good distance for humans and dogs, you know, like to be able to do. I think it's respectable, you know, like a 5K is, I would love to do a 5K with all of them.
Yeah.
It'd be great. That like a race, dog friendly. I haven't really looked into it so much, but that's I really want to do with Sirius this fall. So probably October, I'll be doing a 5K with Sirius. It'll be our first race.
Okay.
But yeah, I would love to get them all up to about four miles. And I would say that should be happening in the next year. I would hope that's Yeah, that's a good, I would say about a year. They all should be up there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the Grimlock and Egon are going to want to run, you know, that whole 4 miles. They're just not feeling it, so I'm not going to press it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're the same way. I've got, of course, Rue, and we also have another dog, Wendy, and she is, she's a little mix, and she has, I guess, she has a shorter snout, so she is not as proficient at running, and so that's one thing I haven't really pressed with her, and we take her out on walks and stuff, but I can tell it's just not her thing, so I've never really put her through it, and I have no expectation with her. But usually when we do take both of them out together, I always let her set the pace, and if that means we do, you know, 13, 14 minute miles, then that's fine. That's what we do. And of course, with the heat, right now with the heat, I have zero expectations, even with Rue, of getting her any major distance or speed.
Yeah, that's the whole sunrise thing I do.
Yeah.
I get up, well, year round, I do the sunrise thing. Except in the wintertime, I maybe wait a little bit until it's warmer, you know, but in the summertime, Sirius and I are usually up about 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting ready to run, to kind of, cause he's got that, you know, you've seen the pictures of him. All black fluffy dog. He can't take the heat at all. Like, so I get him. We sometimes run in the dark, a little bit in the dark. It's like almost daylight, and then it's the sun is going up as we're running, which is really beautiful too. So it's definitely good, nice to see. And he likes to stop and like get in the water sometimes, so that's where I get time to take the pictures.
Yeah, and this is when I have to talk about your main account, which is @i_eat_spinach, because all of the photos, like, you just scroll through and it's just sunrise, sunrise, sunrise. Just some beautiful photos. And I think that, to me, it's just hugely inspiring. And I feel a little bad because I wish I could get out at sunrise more often. And it's a really difficult thing. We end up doing a lot of late evening runs around here. But yeah, that it's worth taking a look at and just going through and looking at all these photos. That, and you're just absolutely hilarious in all of these photos too.
Thank you. Like, that's nice of you to say.
Yeah.
The whole thing about the sunrise, well, I love the sunrise because it's like a new beginning, new chance. I swear, like, that's something, like, once I started seeing them at work, I try to get to see it every day. And sometimes I'll just, like, even days I don't run, I'll wake up and drive over to a place, because I live in like kind of a neighborhood. It's kind of blocked by trees, so you don't really get it. So
yeah.
I could drive down the street, maybe 10 minutes away, and sit in a spot and watch the sunrise and just come back home. I really just love it, you know, and running around the lake with the sun coming up is really, like, it's really neat. I like doing it. And I really do like to inspire people with fitness with something to catch their eye, you know, like where they're like, oh, that looks wonderful. And they're like, what was he doing? Oh, he was running, or he's into yoga, or, you know, or all the other, you know, stuff I do. Like, I would like people to realize that it doesn't have to be, you know, things don't have to be so serious. You don't have to be, for me, I like to take a little different take on a relaxed way of fitness for me, even though I'm pretty serious about it at the same time, but in a way where it's not, I just like to take a different approach.
Keeping it fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's gotta be, if you're gonna, I think a longevity, it's gotta be, you know?
Yeah. You totally got you've got the keeping it fun, keeping it lighthearted going on in your account. So I think that's the inspirational part of it.
Thanks. That's exactly what I want people to take from it. So I'm glad you get it, because I've never actually asked of other people what they think about my account or how they see it. I only see what how what I put down and what I put out there. Feedback, people say they like it, but they never quite explained it like how you just said it. And I'm glad that's what you take from it, because that's what I want people to take from it. I want people like, I can do this and it can be fun, you know, like, and I just don't want to feel like anyone to feel alienated, you know. I know a lot of people feel that way, and it doesn't have to be like that. And it can always be in your lane too. Try everything. And if you like, if fitness is not a person's thing, and it's not their thing, that's cool with me too. I completely want people to do their own thing.
Yeah.
But if people are interested in fitness, just try it. Maybe running's not from you. Maybe it's lifting. Maybe it's this place. You know, like, it's a lot of different things out there that can help someone keep active and keep healthy. It's like that. So that's a big thing with me. It's like there's so many different things that people can do to stay active and healthy.
And you've got several different outlets for staying fit beyond just running. You do a number of things, especially, I guess, skateboarding and boxing.
Yes. Skateboarding, I've been doing for most of my life.
Okay.
But I kind of like let it go. It's like one of those things I do for a little while, then I stop. But this year I started cruiser boarding. And that is more of a goal this year. I'm trying to get up to marathon numbers on my cruiser board, trying to get to 26.2 on my board at one time. And I'm really close on that. I've gotten 22 miles. Boxing is something I've always been interested in. And I started at a boxing gym maybe 4 years ago. And it was like a fitness boxing gym. Then I started training outside of that gym. And I train in boxing still. But skateboarding has kind of taken over this summer with a lot of my goals. And I also practice yoga.
Okay.
And then run with my dogs, and I hike. I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah. Some awesome. I'm actually looking at right now, I'm kind of going through your feed and I'm looking at some of your running and hiking spots, and you're in Indianapolis.
Yes. I live by Eagle Creek Park. It's a big nature reserve.
Okay.
So I'm about 5 minutes away from there. So that's where most of the hiking, the running that you see, not the skateboarding, but like what usually my dog adventures, most of them have happened right there, because you can see deer. I see coyotes, owls. There's a big lake that we run around. So it's quite a wonderful thing to have by your house. So I'm lucky to have that. I could take all my dogs out separately in one day with no problem. It's 5 minutes down the road. So I could take one, come back home, take another one, come back home, you know? And I have done that. That's the nice thing about having a season pass at this place and being right by it.
And I'm also looking at Cataract Falls.
Yes.
Is that a local spot or is that further out?
That's about an hour away.
Okay.
From Indiana.
Any other local spots that you hit up on a pretty regular basis?
Eagle Creek is really, we've been to Holiday Park.
Okay. Indianapolis is a pretty cool city. I actually got to run, I don't know, well, I think I should mention to listeners, we had a great conversation a couple weeks back for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and didn't actually get any of it recorded. So this is us catching back up again, which is kind of neat to get to kind of follow back up on a few things and talk to you again. So,
yep, my second podcast.
We were talking a little bit about local places. You mentioned Eagle Creek Park. And any other local places that you hit up?
That's pretty much it. But there's Holiday Park. We've been there a few times, but Eagle Creek's just so convenient for me. It would just be like going anywhere else. I have taken them out to Brown County But it's a rarity. It's like an hour and a half, almost 2 hour drive from my house.
Okay.
On a regular basis, it's always Eagle Creek.
Okay. Well, when you do get a little further out from home, what are some of the places that you have been to?
Well, I've been to Cataract Falls. That's the biggest waterfalls in Indy.
Okay.
And it's really beautiful. And it's a little bit of hiking there. No running trails. You wouldn't run there, but it's definitely a nice place to take pictures and to hang out.
Yeah.
And Brown County has a lot of places to go. It's a park. It's Brown County. It's a lot like Eagle Creek Park, but it's just much bigger scale.
Okay.
And we've been there. That's hiking. There's a beautiful park out here in Indiana called Turkey Run.
Yeah.
And that's somewhere that I'm really, really looking forward to going to. Actually, we were planning on going this weekend, but the weather's not too well.
Okay.
So probably next weekend, I'll take all of the dogs to Turkey Run and see how they like it. That'll just be more of a hike situation or walk hike because I haven't really been to that park enough. I like to go running trails before I take my dogs, you know.
Kind of scout it out.
Yeah, most definitely. Because, you know, I don't want to take them on tough things and situations could get sketchy. So I have to make sure that I know exactly where I'm going before I would, you know, take them out on it.
Okay.
That's just me. Even yourself, not just your dogs, could get hurt running with a dog because it's just an added situation with the leash and all that, you know. So, yeah, it could turn into something. So I think that we'll just go walk it, find a Turkey Run next week. But, yeah, that's a beautiful park. It's a really beautiful park.
Okay.
And Eagle Creek it's a really wonderful place. They have a lot of stuff going on there. Races all year round. They do triathlons. They do trail halves and marathons.
Nice. Oh, I might have to check that out.
Yeah, they host a lot of races.
Okay.
So it's a neat thing. So we're usually, like, Sirius and I, in the morning, are usually watching people set up races. Like this summer, you know, we've caught quite a few people because me and him go out earlier than any of the other dogs because I run at max pace. I do speed work with him. So
yeah,
because he's really fast. This nice gift he's got there. Faster than me.
You kind of mentioned doing a 5K with him. Have you been looking for one? Have you picked one out, or you're just now starting to get interested in that?
I'm looking for October, something I would like a Halloween themed race, but that's about as far as I've gotten with it so far. I've been really focusing on the skateboarding, but that's coming to an end in about a week or two.
Okay.
No, probably 2 weeks. So I will start like really, really like looking into the race with him around now. You know, like it's about time for me to come up with my next goal because I usually just tackle one at a time. You know, and me and him are overdue for a race.
Have y'all done one before?
No.
Okay.
I've been wanting to. And it's been always a thought. I just haven't got around to it.
Yeah.
He's got anxiety. So I just wondered how he would act around a big, huge group of people like that. Because he's not really been like, he's been around people a lot. But I've never had him in a crowd.
Okay.
So I was just kind of reluctant. Like, I don't know. But I think it's on the trail. He's always around people. I think he'll be fine. I just think that's just me. Just like, oh man, what? Like, I've never ran with a dog in a big group of people. And I was just like, kind of, you know, it's like my first race all over again, I guess.
There's always that little bit of nervousness.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, dogs pick up on that too. They definitely sense that when we're nervous. They get that too, so.
You're absolutely correct. That's why I always see that when I'm on Sirius and I completely can run right past people with their dogs, and he won't pay any attention to it. Like, he doesn't pay attention to that dog. And the other people, sometimes I see them getting scared or like, no, Fluffy, you know, kind of thing. And and I'm like, if you calm down, you probably wouldn't have to do that all the time, because you could see their heightened, not really frustration, but they're just kind of scared, or, you know, that something's going to happen. And my dog completely we just ignore people. We're running, you know, he's into it. So maybe other dogs are not, but Sirius has definitely gung-ho about it.
Yeah,
you know?
he's on a mission.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's just like, he doesn't care what that dog's doing. Yeah. Like, it's not his thing. And neither do any of my other ones, tell you the truth. They're all just pretty much minding their own business. Kind of like, they see another dog, they look at them, and then they keep on doing their thing. That's just, my whole pack's that way, really.
Yeah. Is that just from experience, or have you actually done any training with that to get that instilled in them?
I've tried to work with them with treats, but the only dog that's really formally trained is Grimlock.
Okay.
And he went through like weeks of training with a professional that had come to my house, and they did a lot of work. And then I took what I learned from her.
Yeah.
And utilized it towards my other dogs. So she worked, and she's really phenomenal. I wish I knew her name off the top of my head, but she helped me learn how to get dogs to walk on the leash. Like she helped, she taught me everything I know basically about dogs in a sense of behavior. And it's a lot of treating involved. That's how I get my dogs to do. Well, I have lots of treats.
Just positive reinforcement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much just treat them, give them treats whenever they do anything that you like, you know, like that's basically how I've always worked with it. I'm not like, I'm definitely not the person that should be giving dog advice to anyone. Like, I think people should take them, you know.
Well, I think what you just said, working with the trainer with just one dog and then taking what you learned from that, that's really what I think training comes down to. It's not necessarily teaching your dog to do anything. It's teaching us how to communicate with our dogs.
Yes.
And that's really what training comes down to, is just knowing how to convey, you know, what you want your dog to do in the correct way so that it works.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all learned differently.
Yeah.
And some of them are stubborn. You get that. You're going to get some dogs are just quick to pick up on stuff. Like my dog Ghost could sit immediately.
Yeah.
Like he just understands stuff. You know, I have four, so all of them didn't learn that quickly with him, but he had a problem with going in the house. He goes outside now. He's got it all down pat, but he took a little bit longer than the other dogs, but he learned how to sit quicker. You know, so they're all learned in just different rates of different things, just kind of like children.
Yeah.
It's kind of basically how it works how it's worked with them. You know, they definitely are a handful. Like with having four, it's one wants to go out, all the rest wants to go in, like all this different stuff. And it is a handful, so I definitely.
Yeah, quite a pack.
Yeah.
They all want to do something different.
They're all really, really different. Like, well, Sirius Black and Ghost both have, Sirius Black is Siberian Husky with Beagle.
Okay.
And I think, and then, you know, Ghost is Siberian, and then Grimlock's a Boxer. Miniature Schnauzer, they're just really diverse.
Yeah.
So that there's that too, because I think partially why running with them all is just like, you know, kind of would be really hard to do, because they're just so, I mean, we got like a 10-pound dog and then Grimlock's 90, and they do the best together. You know, Grimlock's and he's not overweight. Like he's like just a big boxer. He's strong, like he's big, but He's also the sleepiest dude, like, ever. He's super sleepy all the time. He's just like, let me lay down right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he literally will push your legs to sleep.
That no sounds doubt. Like the typical boxer, just want to cuddle up and take a nap.
Yeah, that's him. And it's cool. It's that's what he likes to do. I mean, he does love to get, like, he does that dog trot, you know what I'm talking about? When they kind of, like, similar to, like, a horse trot,
yeah.
You know, when they're really happy. That's what he does when you take him out on hikes. He does. He loves it. You could see little things like that in dogs that I believe that you can sense and feel, like they can sense and feel, like we were talking about when people get a little bit anxious, you know, yeah. When they get scared or whatever, they just get so happy when you take them out. Sirius, out of all of them, is the most, he goes crazy over being able to go running, which we'll go running in the morning, but he loves it. Like, I mean, more than anything. Well, maybe food. He's up there. That food's up there.
Well, does he do kind of, I know when I get ready to take Rue out and I grab her harness and her leash, and she just immediately, as soon as I put my hand on that, she knows it's go time. Does he do, or do they do kind of the similar thing? And is there specific stuff that you use for either running or hiking with them?
All of them. All of them get super excited, except Egon. Egon's really not a fan of his harness. He likes it once he gets it on, but he's not a huge fan of it.
Okay.
They all know the backpack because I carry a backpack with them all. It has water. It's like a thing that I carry that it has water in it that you screw on, and it opens up, and it's a bowl. So it's like a water bowl connector like thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I know, you know exactly what you're talking about. The Gulpy.
Yes, Gulpy.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. We got the Gulpy. I carry poop bags and treats.
Okay.
They all know. When I get the bag, they already know that it's time for we're going on a hike or a run. Sirius, all of them know when I'm coming at them with a harness that they're going there. They get really excited. They do circles. Some of them run outside, you know, run outside, run back inside. They're all, like, really excited about going.
Yeah.
I also, when I do get them in the car, I have these things that, it's like seatbelt hooks.
Yeah.
Like, I've noticed that you never know what's going to happen in a situation. You'll think that you got them or whatever. Those are really the best things to have, like, I think, in my opinion, to transport your dogs anywhere, is to make sure that you, like, click them up. Just like a seatbelt, work driving, you know, this is major for me in traveling with the dogs, I think.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've got a couple of those for both of our dogs. I don't necessarily know how well it would work in an actual crash, but for what it's worth, just having something to restrain them either to the back seat or the back of the car has always been a big thing for me.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
that's a tough one. Yeah, it's like you want to keep them safe, but it's like unless you're willing to drop like several hundred dollars for, like, they make like the travel crates and stuff that go in the back, and they're really safe, they're really expensive, but at the same time I also want my dog to kind of be comfortable and, like, be able to, like, sit in the back seat. We do a lot of traveling too. Like, we'll be on the road for, you know, 2 or 3 days at a time. So kind of the other thing. I don't want to keep her in a crate for 2 or 3 days. I want her to be able to kind of relax in the back seat.
Do you know what? I completely wasn't even thinking about the act of being in an accident. I was just thinking about them getting away, you know, you just brought up like a whole different thing of something I hadn't even thought about. That's interesting. Yeah. Like I was just thinking, like, basically like a dog getting in and out of the car without you having a hold of them and then jumping out kind of thing. I didn't even think about the whole accident. That's like a different thing.
The restraint part is kind of the priority to me. It's finding some sort of balance, you know? Eventually, at some point, I would like to have a crash-rated harness, and there are a couple of them on the market. There's not many. You know, I get the whole idea of you want to be as safe as you possibly can, but then there's also like that balance of what can I afford and what can I really do on a regular basis. And so for now, I'm okay with just restraining them in the car with just a belt, basically a seat belt restraint.
That's cool too. The same with what you're saying. I am really having them hooked in. When I walk them up there, put them in the car, hook them in, go to the place, unhook them, and I have hold of them. That makes me happy. I feel very safe that way, and that's something that I really like, and it makes me feel a lot better, and makes me feel like that they're not going to, you know, even though none of them, these guys are a little bit more wanting to stick with me.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, but still accidents and situations happen, so I like to take the extra precaution there.
Yeah. And of course, to each their own. Everyone's going to have different opinions on that. But if it's something that suits you and it works for you, then by all means, go for it.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, do you currently have any adventures planned, getting out, putting them in the car and going anywhere and doing anything cool? Other than, of course, the 5K race that you're talking about doing. Anything else coming up?
Just Turkey Run. I want to start adventuring out to different state parks. I've been waiting for the heat go down just a little bit before we...
Yeah.
Well, all my dogs are more heat sensitive than they all are the colder weather. None of them do the heat very well. The two Siberian Huskies, they can't even walk in it. You know, they can go outside. Like, that's why I'd keep them out so early in the morning. Yeah, I think a Turkey Run is really, like, the bigger place that I really want to take them all and go and just do some a little bit of hiking. But racing the winter, like, from September on, is going to be dedicated to my dogs doing different things, visiting different parks. But most likely, the next place and the next, off the top of my head, is Turkey Run.
Okay. Do they swim?
One. Serious black swim.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if maybe you had places that you get them out and swimming. This has kind of been one of my focuses lately is getting Rue a little more interested in swimming. But it's definitely, there's a bit challenging. So that's why I'm curious what other people do with swimming.
Eagle Creek, every run he swims.
Okay.
So in the wintertime, I have to take a different route or he'll try to get in the water. he loves it. Grimlock is not a swimmer. Okay. Egon is not a swimmer. And Ghost, I'm not sure yet. I haven't tried. I've been keeping him on this really easy trail.
Yeah.
Just because I'm really trying to get him just worked into it all. Because he's still, a lot of the times, he's more of doing a walk run thing right now.
Okay.
When we start going to the lake, the place where I take Sirius Black, I think that he will eventually try to get in the water. I'm thinking that he will, and I'll try to get him in the water. I usually wade out there with him. That's how I got Sirius to start swimming, is I would go out in the water with him. Now that he dives right for it. When he sees the water, he just runs right for it and dives right in. So he loves it. Yeah, and he swims, well, at least once a week. He'll swim tomorrow. We're going to run tomorrow, actually.
I guess the next real big question is, if Rue and I could come up to Indianapolis, which is a really cool place, I've been there before and really enjoyed it. This time, we're not coming up to run the marathon. We're going to come up there. We are going to take care of all your responsibilities. We're going to go to work for you. If you could pack up and get the dogs and your daughter together and go do anything, anywhere, where would that be?
I would say Athens, Greece.
Nice.
It's just beautiful from what I've seen. And my dad was stationed there when he was in the military.
Okay.
And He's always had such good things to say about it. Now I look it up, and you actually see people on Instagram that go that been there, and I just think that would be the most awesome place to take them.
Yeah.
Just because they get in the water, it's clear, you know, watch Sirius swim in there, you know, all that. I think that would be really neat.
And that's kind of right in the heart of, I mean, that's the original marathon is right there. You've got Mount Olympus not too far away. Yeah, so I think Mount.
That's interesting about the first marathon. I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, so if you go by the kind of the original tale in Greece, they used to have these guys. That's what they were. They were messengers and runners, and they would do these long distance runs, kind of like the Pony Express of ancient Greece. And Pheidippides, or Pheidippides, however you pronounce it, Pheidippides was sent from the Battle of Marathon, which is just kind of northeast of where Athens is. And what's really neat, so Marathon, when you translate it in Greece, means fennel, like the plant fennel.
Oh, cool.
So where they were in Marathonis, that is these fields along the coast of where all the fennel grows. And so Marathon literally means fennel. So he ran from there, and it's about 25 miles from Marathonis to Athens, and it skirts around. Actually, there's quite a bit of elevation. It's beautiful. You can kind of get everything from beaches to mountains in that whole area.
That's awesome. That's really cool information you got there. That's like something I've never heard. That actually makes it even cooler to go. Really?
Yeah. I totally agree with you. It's a beautiful place, and I say this quite a bit whenever people pick out places to go. I'm always like, oh yeah, we'll go with you. I would definitely go with you. That has actually been on my list. We will charter the flight. We're all going to hop on, and we're going to head to Athens.
I don't know what it would be like to fly with dogs. Have you ever done that?
I have not. Rue is a pretty big dog, so I think the options for flying are kind of limited. You either have to basically check your dog into cargo, and you know that makes me nervous. I've heard so many tales, and I know a lot of people do it, but it concerns me to leave, you know, my child in the possession of cargo handlers, and I have not done that, and honestly I don't know if I ever will. Of course, we've never planned any huge trip like that. Every time we go somewhere, we always just enjoy driving. To me, that's half the adventure.
Yeah, I honestly haven't been on a plane in over a decade. I keep it pretty local. I've done some races in other states, but I stay in Indiana most of the time.
Yeah.
Because you've really got a lot here. Just like Tennessee, you got a lot of beautiful places there. You could spend a long time just looking around your own state a lot of times, you know. Like, especially if you live in somewhere where we got rivers. The awesome, situation where people have the beach, you know, in their state. Like, that's cool. We don't, but.
Yeah, we don't either. That's one thing. Gosh, Rue will be 5 years old later this year, and we have never been to the beach, and that's something I would love to do. So,
yeah,
all the more reason that Athens would be a great one.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Tennessee is huge, and we really haven't had much of a chance to explore a whole lot of it. We kind of go a lot just over to the west into Arkansas. There's so many state parks that are right near us. Whereas with Tennessee, to get to anything that we want to hike or run is much further. It's like 4 hours to the east. So we kind of, eventually we are going to go east and see more of that stuff. But yeah, it takes a bit more planning to do all of that. And there's so many places. It's like I have a long list and a very limited amount of time to do it all.
Yeah. I hear you on that. It seems like, well, my daughter's doing cross country right now.
Okay.
And so like that's why the lack of a post on our joint account, because she's doing cross country. So she's training all week with her school. Like, so it's kind of hard for me and her to get out to train together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's already doing it at school. But yeah, it gets tough when, you know, when things seems like something's always coming up to, like, you know, to go travel. It's like, oh man, well, I got this. So
yeah,
it gets pretty hard to get out. I mean, to get out far, you can local. It's like, you kind of, you know,
yeah,
I can do that. But like getting out far, like getting out of state, that's major planning for me at least.
Yeah. We're pretty much the same way. It's kind of priorities, and you know, every weekend we try to get out and do a couple of trails, except while it's hot right now. But yeah, those really big adventures over, we go out west a lot. That's pretty much limited to maybe once a year, maybe twice if we're really lucky. But yeah, I completely get that. Life is busy.
Yeah.
Well, is there anyone either in real life or anyone that you know on Instagram that you want to give a shout out to that you want to include?
Yeah, I have a few people that are really into their dogs. And her name is Heather. Her handle is Being Short. She has a dog named Penny.
Okay.
That she runs with often. She has a couple other dogs. I can't remember their names off the top of my head, but she's a very wonderful dog mom.
And of course, I'll include her in the show notes.
And I have Beth. It's Sunflower Run 16.
Okay.
She's a great dog mom, and I like how she is with her dogs. They swim with her, like, and it's just, she's got a really cool page. Cool vibe, very cool person. And we got Mel Runs With Dogs. It's mel.runs.with.dogs.
Okay.
She's a runner, and her page is just basically her and her dog that she runs with. And she's just an awesome person. It's cool to see her page and see how much she cares about her dog. And he wears goggles. So I love it. Cool vibe, cool page. And Keanu Wolf Dog. It's K-E-A-N-U Wolf Dog, all one word.
Okay.
And it's a woman that from Germany that I used to follow on her fitness page.
Uh-huh.
And then she got a dog, and she made a separate page for her dog, and it is freaking fantastic.
Okay.
It's a wonderful page to follow. She's great with her dog, and I love her page. It's just freaking, it's amazing. Everyone I just shout out. I think I have one more. I have one more. Her name is Jane Elizabeth 29. It's J-A-N-E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H 29. And she's extremely great to her dogs also.
Okay.
And I would just like to shout her out. You know, I love when people include their dogs as much as these people do in their lives, and let people know how much they care about them. So they're lovely people. I definitely think people should give them a follow, check out the page.
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple of these right now, and especially Melissa, and she has Argos. Yeah, these are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All of these just like really active with their dogs, doing stuff, just because I think that's what life comes down to, is just getting your dogs out and doing stuff with them.
Yeah, they're all inspirations. Yeah, definitely of mine. People that I definitely like look for and look to and see how much they do stuff. And I'm like, well, that's exactly the kind of people I want to surround myself with, people I want to be friends with.
Yeah, totally. a lot of inspiration going on here. Thank you for that.
Oh, no problem. Hey, and I would like to also give a shout out to Gene, founder of Charity Miles. He's a wonderful guy. Charity Miles is a fantastic app.
Yeah.
If you are not running with it, you should be, because it gives to charities every mile that you run, and it's free to download. And just every mile that you run, you pick a charity, and your miles go to those charities, and it's just pretty cut and dry like that. And it's just a beautiful thing that he's doing, his charity Miles is doing. They're a wonderful organization. I couldn't say enough good things about them.
And they're on Instagram, just at Charity Miles, pretty simple. And I guess it's just an app that you download, and when you run, I guess it counts towards basically you're just raising money?
Yeah, okay. Raising money for charity. It's literally like one of my biggest inspirations to run.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like you're getting your fitness in, plus you're helping people.
Yeah.
Doing both at the same time is wonderful, I think.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, it totally brings purpose into something that can be a solitary sport like running.
Yeah, I think coming up with something to help anyone, I'm always on board with it. You know, like I think they have Back on My Feet. It's an organization that helps homelessness. You know, they got quite a few things helping animals. They help kids with getting shoes.
Okay.
They help kids get glasses, clean drinking water, like all kinds of things. And you can choose any of the charities that I just named, or any different ones that you find, and whatever that you would like to help people with, and run and help people.
Nice. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. That's super cool. Definitely. Okay. Cool. Well, Jason, it has been really wonderful to talk to you. I'm glad that we finally got a chance to catch back up. And, you know, it's funny that things happen for a reason. I know the first time we talked, we had some technical difficulties. So it's actually been kind of cool, because I feel like we've covered a bunch of just really great stuff on this one, kind of stepping off of that last conversation we had. So, yeah, thanks for taking some time to talk to me again.
Hey, no problem. I had a lot of fun.
And I'm going to be, of course, keeping in touch with you, because I want to see your 26.2 miles on a skateboard. I'm really looking forward to that.
Right on, right on. Yeah, it'll be soon, next couple of weeks. I'm getting there, and I'm enjoying the ride.
And then, of course, I can't wait to see how the 5K goes with Sirius. And yeah, if you find a 5K, it's so hard, especially around here, finding 5Ks that actually allow dogs to run.
One thing I do know about the running with dogs on 5Ks is that girl Heather that I shouted out.
Yeah.
She said that there is a website that you go to that finds them.
Okay.
You know, I was going to hit her up when I was basically ready to get into that, like, because I'm all in. That's just like who I am as a person.
Yeah.
So when I focus on me and Sirius as a run together, we're going to run more than we normally run together. I'm going to find out what days that I can, maybe twice on the weekend. We'll train for it as much as possible. So when I find that, we're all in for a while, and I think it's going to work out and be crazy. But I'm going to hit her up and see what that website is, because I'm about ready for it now.
And when you find that website out, let me know. I would love to include that in the show notes, just as a reference for other people as well.
Okay.
I think that would be really cool to have. Well, if it comes down to it, finding a 5K, if it's something that you have to travel to, would you be open to actually traveling to a 5K, or is it just something you're trying to find locally?
Oh, I would most definitely travel. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
That would be something I would most definitely do. I mean, if we're going to plan for a 5K two months out, you know, traveling is not something that I wouldn't be like, oh, no, let's not do that. Yeah, I would be like, you know, I 2 months in advance or something. Well, no, that's more than 2 months. Well, what? No, that is 2 months in advance, right?
Yeah, October.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, about
2 months. Yeah, exactly. Isn't that crazy? Wow.
This year has flown by.
Oh, no doubt. I just thought about it. It's like 2 months away. Wow.
I know.
But yeah, with it being 2 months away, like, yeah, I would definitely travel. I think within 6 hours.
Okay.
I would drive it.
Oh, that's,
you know,
great. Wow, that's that's a big radius. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good trip that could, you know, that's not major planning, you know.
Yeah. That can still be done as like an easy weekend or even almost a day trip.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that would just make a weekend of it. Yeah, exactly.
Well, when you find one out, let me know. If I can work that into my schedule, I would come and do one too.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
That's going to be really cool.
And I am really, really wondering what he's going to wear to the Halloween 5K. That's just
Well, when you figure it out, and of course, keep that part a surprise, but when you figure out which 5K you're doing, I'd love to post that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'll definitely keep in touch.
Cool. Well, thank you again, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye.
We briefly mentioned it during the episode, but Jason also has his personal account at I Eat Spinach, where he documents his daily fitness, whether it's skateboarding 26.2 miles, which he just completed this past week. Congratulations, Jason. Or maybe it's a yoga pose in the park, or a yoga pose on his skateboard in the park, and dogs and sunrises, lots of sunrises. Endless inspiration, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where his new dogs account goes. The weather is finally starting to chill out around here, so we are starting to plan our fall adventures and picking up our trail miles just a bit. I've already got one dog-friendly trail run on the calendar already, which I'll talk more about next time. I'm still hoping to find a dog-friendly Halloween 5K somewhere in the vicinity of Indianapolis that Jason and I can both do. So if you happen to know of one, let us know. Email Rue and me at nathan@adventuredogpodcast.com or just send us a message on Instagram. Of course, I'll be posting any info I find about dog-friendly races over in the show notes at adventuredogpodcast.com. So make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show if you have just a moment. And I just want to say thank you to all of the listeners so far who have gotten in touch with us and left comments and just really great feedback. Y'all are really awesome humans with some awesome dogs. As always, thank you for listening. Now, go and have an adventure with your doggos.